preferred talk counts. Don't worry, Keith is still here. I'm just leading in for today.
It feels weird.
Keith, Josh,
it
how are you now?
Weird. No, don't
it's
do
my
that.
Thing, Bill.
Don't do that.
It's my thing. Don't be weird.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm leading in today because we have another special guest on the pod. We have good friend Jordan. You can follow him on Twitter at JordanLovesGator69.
Nice. that took a lot of thinking right there.
That's not actually your Twitter handle.
No, it's not. No, no, no.
Do you have a Twitter handle?
I do have a Twitter handle. I don't use it. It's kind of difficult. I can throw it out there. JVEK, J-V-E-K, 4, number 4, The Win. I think it's one of the best Twitter handles out there, honestly.
It would be better if you didn't have a Twitter handle.
Well, we wanted to have you on today because we're continuing our program of guests. We started with UConn Feve last show, and now we have Jordan, who's a big Gator fan. But specifically, what interests me about you, born in Florida, grew up in Ohio, but you dislike Urban Meyer. So you're a bit of a unicorn in that regard. So just to start, walk us through your fandom, how you obviously you're a Gators fan, how you kept that fandom when you moved up north, and specifically your relationship with Florida now.
Okay. Well, I grew up a Florida fan. I lived in Gainesville, Florida, until I was like about 8 years old. Then moved to Ohio.
Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah, like literally out of the frying pan into the fire. I mean, I'm surprised you don't have any charges.
Yeah. So I went there.
Florida man escapes to Ohio.
That'd be a good one. So I went there. That was before Urban Meyer even was thought about as the head coach for Ohio State.
So he's still like Bowling Green or Utah back when this was happening?
I think he was in Utah. Yeah, because then he went to Florida in 2005,
is how
6.
Old?
I'm 21.
21, you left when you were 8?
So young.
13 years ago. Where was he 13 years ago?
I think it was Utah.
Probably Utah.
Yeah, I think it was Utah. It wasn't BG.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it was Utah. Because then he came to Florida and he had Chris Leak in 2006.
Chris Leak. Oh man.
Oh,
very
yeah.
problematic individual now.
Yeah, I don't even know where he's at. I know he was on the Bears for a while and that was it.
Well, didn't he get arrested for some sort of illegal
probably
touching?
Most guys from the program
stop there. Yeah.
That's going to be one of my questions. Which Florida football player is your favorite felon?
Oh, geez. We'll get into that later because I got a good answer for that one.
Oh, he's been preparing.
Well, that's good.
But yeah, so I lived in Ohio, and then, you know, the infamous heart problems from Urban Meyer, and then a year later they disappear, and now the head coach for probably one of the most stressful programs, the Ohio State University, and wins the championship with them 2015, and then has another problem and has to leave, and now I'm just waiting for the next one when he comes back again for a more stressful program. I think you guys talked about it last episode or a couple episodes ago.
USC.
USC I can go with.
What's your prediction for that in the next couple years? Where do you think Urban will land?
You know what? I don't think he's going to come back to coaching as much as I
Whoa.
Think so.
So he's a
wild
train.
Card. I don't think he's going to come back. I think he's pulled that card a little too many times. I mean, one time's a lot to pull.
Do you really
it,
think he cares how many times he pulls it, though?
No, it's Urban Meyer. His ego's out. His ego's huge. But I don't know. I don't think he'll come back. I don't see him taking a USC or an Alabama or anything at that point. I don't know, and he obviously wouldn't go back to Ohio State, so.
Thankfully.
Yeah, no kidding. So, when Florida beat Ohio State for the national title.
Oh, yeah, 2006.
Walk me through that.
Remember that. I remember that great.
You were probably fresh into moving into Ohio. Did you sacrifice a lot of friends when that happened?
You know, I was always known, I think I was, what was I? I was like 9, 10. I was always, you know, wearing Florida Gators gear because that's just all you have when you live around a campus. And I would get picked on and bullied. And then in 2006, I believe the score is 41-14. I think the first play, Ted Gidd Jr. takes it to the house on a kickoff. Everyone is going crazy saying Florida's going to lose it because I was with family members who were huge Buckeye fans. And then Chris Leak and all those boys come out and just absolutely dominate. It was something to watch, something I'll remember forever, that's for sure.
Are you a Tebow guy?
Oh, I love Tim Tebow. That's my guy.
Okay.
Tim Tebow is the man and should still be in the NFL.
Do you think he will get called
up? Hot take. I hope so.
Major leagues.
I hope so. It's a good marketing move for the Mets in general, even if he's bad. It's Tim Tebow.
Yeah, he is bad.
That's the only reason.
He said even if there's a hope that he's actually a competent baseball player, which he is not.
Didn't he make the AAA All-Star game?
He's hitting like 170. I doubt
it. Is he? I haven't been paying attention. I think he made the AAA All-Star game.
He's living on name alone. Because anyone else betting 170 in AAA.
I think he made the single A, the high A, or the double A All-Star game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he didn't play baseball for 10-something years and then goes back at 30 and then gets it just gets to AAA is hard. I mean,
While we're on the Tim Tebow subject, I want to bring it up real quick. His Final Four prediction. We talked about it.
I heard that. Yep, I listened.
Alabama, Georgia, Penn State, and TCU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite the four.
Evidently, he's been out of football for way too long.
Yeah, as a Tebow guy.
Yeah. Not his brightest moment. I'll give him that.
He's still incurring concussions for the better part of the baseball season.
I thought he was an analyst. Shouldn't he know what he's talking about?
He's an SEC Network analyst.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And he's freaking TCU. Where's Clemson?
That's what I'm saying.
Where's Clemson? Honestly. I don't agree with TCU. I can give him Alabama and Georgia. But
Tim Tebow's hitting a hot 163 in AAA right now.
How many homers?
OPS of 495, four dingers.
Wow, but that's not good.
It's in 239 at-bats, so a small sample size.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he has, what, 19 ribeye steaks? So he's looking a little lean these days.
Yeah, it's something. So
he's not making to the majors. If he does, it's only to make money.
Exactly.
From the Mets.
It's put.
I mean, you sell a Mets Tim Tebow jersey, you're getting millions of dollars.
Absolutely. While we're talking Tebow, let's move into a little bit more of the talk radio-y questions. Mm-hmm. We mentioned his four.
Yeah.
Off the cuff, who are your four in the finals this year?
Ooh, I mean, you're guaranteed two at Clemson, Alabama. Right. You can't go any different.
We should say, who are the two
besides
that
Clemson,
will be
Alabama.
Clemson and Alabama?
Okay. I'm going to go Oklahoma. Jalen Hurts is good. Come on now.
It's a Heisman pick.
Yeah. It's Jalen Hurts basically got them to the championship game, and then Tua just got destroyed by Trevor Lawrence. So I'm going to go Oklahoma. And the other one... I'm going to go Georgia. I think none of you are Jake Fromm fans. Some of you aren't. I like Fromm. I think he's underappreciated sometimes.
I have to explain myself here.
Yeah. You go a little hot on
I think I've heard it in the past podcast. You've been going after the guy.
Three or four.
That's in context of fantasy college football.
Mm-hmm.
When you draft him to be your QB1 or QB2 for fantasy college football, you're getting 10, 15 points a game. That's great. But at the same time, he's not going to win you a league. He'll win you football games because he's reliable, accurate, and makes the smart plays. Yeah. That doesn't win you fantasy football games. So in terms of drafting him for our podcast, his spice is flour. That's where I'm coming from. In real life, he's great. My favorite...
Keith's reaction.
I'm a Jay Gruden guy. Priceless. I love the boring quarterback. All right?
Yeah.
So I'm just in terms of fantasy. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay, so you're basically saying he's a bad fantasy quarterback, but he's good outside of that.
Exactly.
He'd be like I don't even know who would be like that in the NFL, like Tom Brady kind of. I mean, he doesn't throw for tons of yards. Nowadays he doesn't.
Right.
And tons of touchdowns.
He's a safe option.
I would say he reminds me a lot of Mason Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph, Oklahoma State.
Just trying to trigger Bell.
Mason Rudolph.
What's going on with that?
5,000 yards.
That's Bill's guy.
Mason Rudolph, backup for Big Ben, right?
Third string?
Oh, wow.
Speaking of which, I watched Oklahoma State versus Texas from last year. What a game. I don't know if it was possible, but I'm even bigger on Tylan Wallace and Chuba Hubbard now than I was before. So, back to Florida. Sorry.
We're
having you on specifically. Before we get any further, could you thank me for being the only person having Dan Mullen in the top 10 coaches?
Yeah, I thank you in real life, I think, actually, because I listened to that I was in my car and I was fuming. I had my AC going and I wasn't even cold. I was so hot. No one even mentioned him besides Bill. It was crazy. It's crazy.
Thank you.
I had not even an honorable mention. The man took a 4-win program to a 10-win program in a year,
and took Mississippi State to number one overall.
That's hard.
If anybody can take Mississippi State number one overall,
now he did have Dak Prescott.
What's that?
Where the end of this?
Not unranked.
Oh, okay. So essentially, by that line of thinking, any coach that has ever brought a team to number one is automatically a top 10.
No,
not any team.
Not automatically top 10. It's part of the resume.
I think it's a resume builder.
And the fact that he made Florida an 11-win team.
All of the USC coaches?
where have they been ranked number
that
one?
That was very easy.
They always used to start out number one. Every yeah, then year, goes USC, every USC, year, USC.
And they start unranked. But if that's the class you want to put them with, that's up to you.
It's part of the bigger story.
Okay.
He's one of the colors you use to paint the tapestry. There's how about an elaborate analogy right there?
Yeah, your back must be hurting from all the self-congratulations.
Well, thank you, Jordan, thank you for thanking me. I appreciate that. Where do you put Dan Mullen in your list of nationally ranked coaches?
As much as I want to, you know, fanboy over anything Florida, I'll go. I mean, he's probably 10 or 9. He's just in there. He's got more to prove. I mean, but I think he's in there. I think he's in the discussion at least. You can talk about him.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see arguments for him, but
right, like the one I just
absolutely.
Made.
Mm. I want to see. Yeah. I want to see one more year.
Mm-hmm. As I say, I think my sample size may be a little bit.
Yeah, he just got his first full year of recruiting right. in.
Are you high on Felipe Franks? And half of them transferred, by the way.
No, I'm not. No, I mean he was. He's what, a junior now, redshirt mm-hmm. junior. I mean, last year he was
6 years,
31 touchdowns and 31 total touchdowns and 6 picks, I believe, last year, which is good. But it felt at times the offense was stagnant, and I mean, he has weapons all around. He had Jordan Scarlett last year, Michael Pirine, Malik Davis, and then Van Jefferson, Trevon Grimes.
Van Jefferson's back. Callaway's back.
I think Hank Hammond's back. Frank Hammond.
Is that the other senior? I know they had 3 seniors coming back at receiver.
Do you think that Emory Jones
Josh should... Hammond, Tyree Cleveland. That's who it is. Right. Callaway's
he is gone.
Callaway's in the Browns, yeah.
Yeah.
You can continue rooting for him. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my boy.
Would you like to see Emory Jones get a shot?
I liked him when he came in as backup sometimes. Honestly, I think the offense looked better with him playing than Felipe Franks at times.
I feel like Emory Jones gives you more a more well-rounded approach
yeah.
to being an offense.
Yeah.
He has to keep a defense honest because Jones can beat you with his feet a lot more than Felipe Franks
yeah.
can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Franks is still a good athlete.
He's a big guy. I mean, he's
yeah.
not going... I mean,
he just
doesn't
looks like
have
a giraffe
speed.
Trying to run around as opposed to Emory Jones looks like another Denard Robinson out there.
Yeah. I'm just concerned... I'm just concerned he's going to pull a Cam Newton and Felipe is going to come back next year for his senior year and Emory Jones is going to just be like, you know what, screw this. I'm not sitting behind this guy again.
Oh, I thought you said Emory Jones was going to get arrested for stealing computers and transferring
well,
to community college.
Cam Newton, yeah, that was part of the reason. Then he was also frustrated Tim Tebow was
and then went
coming back
for a different school.
And won a championship. Yeah, it's a little frustrating, but that's okay.
Yeah. So
I'm just worried about that, that's all. But I like Felipe. I mean,
who
he does the job.
Who is your least favorite team in the SEC?
That's a good question.
Oh, man. I mean, there's a couple that come right to mind. Anybody in the SC West, I don't care about. I mean, it doesn't really... Alabama's whatever. I used to not like them back when we were playing them in SC Championship and losing. But it has to be... It's between Georgia and Tennessee.
Okay.
It's got to be Tennessee Volunteer fans. I cannot stand Tennessee Volunteer fans. They just...
There's
talk
something.
Nonstop. I mean, they lost a series. I don't even know how many years in a row they lost. I think Florida's won every game except one since 2005 or something like that. And they still find a way to talk bad. Kentucky fans, at least after 31 years of losing, were quiet. So that was nice.
But they got one.
They got one
they
last
got
year.
One.
Yeah, that was good. That was crazy. Yeah, it has to be Tennessee fans. That's for sure.
You know what that means? The Kentucky and Florida rivalry. That means that Michigan's going to lose to Indiana this year.
Don't say that.
How many years has that been?
1987 was the last time Indiana won, which is what, 31 years?
It's in Ann Arbor this year, too. It'll be
it's great.
32nd.
It's going to start snowing. It's in between Michigan State and Ohio State. Michigan's going to look right over it and just crap themselves. Can't wait. It's going to be wonderful.
Do you like Paul Feinbaum?
He's all right. I mean, I don't listen to him a lot. I know he's a big SEC guy. I think, wasn't he on SEC Network or something? He has his own podcast and he got signed to ESPN or
yes.
something like that.
Yeah, now he is the leader cheerleader for anything SEC.
I was just curious. That was more of a personal question for myself, but
I hope I gave you the answer you wanted.
No, I mean,
he's
so,
okay.
Obviously, a big part of the Florida culture is the Gator Chomp.
Oh, yeah.
With the Big 12 now declaring the horns down a penalty.
Horns down? Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. What are your thoughts on that? And two, what if an opposing team does the Gator Chomp? Ironically, do you think that should be worth a penalty?
The horns down is a penalty I don't agree with. You got to let these guys celebrate. You're in a game. I mean, the energy's high, the adrenaline's going. I mean, if all you're doing is taking your hand and pointing it down, right. that's really good compared to some things you can do to guys. I mean, I'm just saying. Guys do the gator chomp every time they score a touchdown against Florida at this point. It's almost an every touchdown thing.
Right.
Especially if you're in the swamp, they just do it
right next to the student section.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't think that should be a penalty either, but I don't like it. Of course, you're just looking right in the fan's face and just saying, screw you guys. Like,
but you understand that since that's your school's thing, that it's more than likely to be used against
them. Of course, yeah. Same with the horns down. I mean, that's Texas, that's their thing, but if you can use it against them, go for it.
Right. Don't have a thing that you're going to do if you don't want to have it used against you.
Right.
That's just how it is.
Who made that rule? The NCAA?
Yeah. Or the Big 12?
No, I think it's the Big 12 conference.
The Big 12?
Yeah. Specifically to protect Texas, because that's what the Big 12 does.
That's the golden child.
Sure is. Yeah. Did Jim McElwain really bang a shark?
That's actually my question.
You know what? When I first saw that picture, I swear I looked at it for like 30 minutes to see if it was real.
30 minutes, Jordan. It's awfully long.
And congratulations.
I mean, that's a weird thing to do. I mean, that's not normal.
It's not normal to bang sharks? It's
not normal to bang animals? Is that what you're trying to tell us right now?
I wouldn't say he banged it, but he's laying next to it after he caught it naked. I mean, what's the man doing? That's just a bad look.
I think that's like a guy's weekend where they go deep sea fishing and just someone had way too much alcohol and it's like, this would be hilarious. And he just got...
You know what I'm thinking, though? If I get drunk with buddies, real drunk, I'm not getting naked in front of them. On a boat, especially. You got nowhere to go.
Jordan, you and I are never hanging out.
Just guys being dudes.
It's just guy stuff, right?
Just guys being dudes.
So yeah. I had a fun little game, kind of like Michigan. Okay. After Florida peaked in the mid-2000s, they suffered quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
So after Tebow left in 2009, how many quarterbacks do you think you could name until last year when Franks and Emory Jones played?
Oh, wow. Rough years.
I've written down every player who is listed primarily as a quarterback who attempted a pass from 2010 to 2017. Now, granted, you have, like, who is their kicker from a couple years ago?
Eddie Pinheiro?
Yeah, thank you. There was a fake. He attempted a pass. I'm not counting that. Okay, so if you don't get him, no big deal. So
okay. Can you give him the number?
Yeah, can I even? Oh, man, this is
hard. I'm already trying to write out right at the bat.
I kind of want to see off the top of your head how many you can do.
Okay, I know Luke Del Rio's one.
Yep.
That was hard. That was a hard guy to watch. Oh,
didn't
man.
He have, like, double shoulder surgery, though? I feel kind of bad for him.
He was, like, 5'10". He couldn't see over the offensive line, and all he would do is just look and just throw it. And it never went well. Never. Whenever Luke Del Rio was in the game, I knew it was over.
That's a good one.
Who did we have after? Oh, geez, this is going to be hard. One transfer. He transferred to a smaller school. I know that. And he got drafted out of that school. Oh, man. See, this is going to be hard. I just tried to forget any of these years. And this guy actually took us to – the guy I'm trying to think of took us to like an 11-win season. Oh, man. I can't think of him. I got his name right on the tip of my tongue. Yeah, he did. I wasn't thinking I was going to get this question, honestly.
It's a fun little game. I like to open the wound and pour salt in there every time from time to time.
Yeah, can you give me one? Maybe refresh my memory of that time?
Sure. I think the guy you might...
Jeff Driscoll. That's one guy I'm thinking of.
That's Jeff Driscoll. That's a good one. Who went on to try his hand in the Red Sox system. Didn't really work out too well.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
he lasted you a pretty good season one year, and that was it.
Right. I think the guy you were talking about earlier was Austin Appleby.
Oh, yeah, Purdue transfer?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Now, there's another one who started grad transfer from Notre Dame, started in 2017 a couple games.
Not Zaire?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Malik Zaire and his sleeve down.
Yeah, I was so excited about him now that I remember that. Because he was good, I thought, for Notre Dame. And then I think he lost it to DeShone Kizer.
Yeah.
In the starting job. Mm-hmm. And then went to Florida. I was so excited, and he just didn't do well. And I think that's when Luke Del Rio went in as the backup. Or Austin Appleby or Bavai or whatever his name is. I don't remember.
So, yeah, it's a tough stretch right there for Florida. Okay, there are two more transfers. Oh, pretty big names, both in the NFL now.
Both in the NFL? None of them are starting, right?
Correct. One was drafted just this year.
He left us to another program?
Mountaineer Ross is going to get real mad about this one.
Oh, well, oh, of course. Yeah. Steroid guy. Yeah, I'm still bitter at that man for that. Beat number one Ole Miss, and then a week later, he's gone.
Yeah.
And season went downhill from there.
Just
yeah, I remember that. Will Greer, duh.
Couldn't keep the pee clean.
It's obviously, yeah. Screw that guy.
Other one transferred to NC State.
NC State.
Did I give you any hints?
No, that's not ringing a bell for me. NC State, oh man.
Jacoby Brissett.
Oh yeah.
When I was looking,
gosh, I wonder how many games he played. I don't even remember that.
I was looking through the rosters, and I didn't even know he started at Florida.
He started in the NFL.
Well, he was when Andrew Luck was hurt.
And right, didn't he play like when Brady was suspended and?
That's Garoppolo, right. And so he has started a game. He's not listed as
the. No, starter, yeah, he though. Started a game.
Okay, the others I had were. Trey Burton.
Oh, yeah. He's in the NFL, too. I think he's a tight end now for the Eagles. Yeah. Or was for the Eagles?
Similarly, Jordan Reed, who is a tight end for
Washington
now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he can't stay healthy.
Exactly. And John Brantley.
John Brantley. I remember that one. I think that would have been Tebow's successor.
Yes, he was for 2 years. And then Treon Harris, Tyler Murphy.
Harris. I remember that guy.
Skylar Morningweg for the 2013 and 14 years when it got real dark.
Wow.
Is that in relation to Marty?
I believe
former
so.
Lions head coach?
Yeah. I think so, but I'm not. Didn't do the research on that one.
Those are dark times at quarterback for Florida.
So those
my goodness.
Those are the specific Florida questions I had. If you guys had.
I would like to hear his prediction for the season, like the actual.
What was I going to do next? I was going to run him down game by game. We did this with UConn Feeve. Now I want to do this to you. I won't share my projected record with you until after.
Okay.
So
do all of you have a projected record?
Yes.
I'd like to hear everyone's.
Yeah. I don't know. I forgot what mine was on the top.
Off the top of my head.
We are going to go game by game.
Yeah.
And if you have any thoughts or notes, feel free to share them. But we just want to hear how optimistic you really are for your Gators this year.
I'll be realistic here.
And how much you're going to lose to Georgia by.
Sorry. No comment.
First off, week zero, neutral site in Orlando against Miami.
Oh, yeah. That's a big game. Revisited rivalry.
I'm so
Tate Martell starting for them? Are we hoping?
He's probably starting for them.
It's either him or Nkosi Perry, and Nkosi Perry had a long way to go from when he was thrust into starting last year.
Yeah. That's a win. I mean, we're coming out week one. We four brand new guys in the O-line, so that's going to be hard.
That's insane. Martez Ivy, after 10 years at Florida, finally graduated.
What was he, like number four overall high school recruit? That was great. We got him and CeCe class.
Do you think you guys are going to wear the blue jerseys or the alternate jerseys?
Oh, you got to go with the blues. I mean, you can't go anything.
Yeah, Miami's orange already. You can't really wear the all orange.
The all orange are beautiful. I love the old helmets, too, the white ones with the big F on right on it.
I just thought of was, do you prefer the Gator helmet, the script Gators helmet, or the F helmet?
I mean, I gotta go with the script Gators helmet, but I mean, when they wear those white helmets, whew, I remember one play. I think Janoris Jenkins was on Florida, and he jumped probably like 3 feet in the air and picked a ball off one handed with those helmets on. I'll never forget that as a kid.
It's all in the helmet.
It was. But we're winning that game.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really have any notes on it. It's just I think we're the better team overall. We have a better DBs. Marco Wilson coming back from injury. C.J. Henderson ready to get to the NFL. And David Reese coming back from injury. So we have a ready D line.
So 1-0. Okay.
Tough home game. UT Martin.
I'm going on Lynn. We're winning that by 40.
Oh wow. Oh,
okay.
2-0.
Next 40. At Kentucky.
Ooh, revenge game.
Yeah, we're not losing to them again. There's no way.
No, you can say your final answer.
That's my final answer.
I just think Kentucky lost. So much of the reason why they were good last year.
They lost
year.
Benny Snell. That
and
was
Josh
the guy
Allen.
That killed. Yeah, Josh Allen.
And
Benny Snell killed Florida last year.
Yeah.
They couldn't stop him.
Who's that linebacker that they got?
Kentucky?
Yeah. He talks a lot of crap.
I don't know.
All right. I'll figure
it
out.
Is it a high school
keep going.
Guy?
Okay. Let's see. Next on the list. Oh, the third weekend in September. Home versus Tennessee.
Yep. That's a win.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, I don't know what yet means. I don't know, confirming that's who you're playing. But.
I wanted. I was gonna think about it, but I can't get Tennessee a win over Florida. I can't do it. No matter what. No matter if they are the better team, I can't do it. That's a win. 4-0. Probably top five ranks at that point.
You would be 4-0 with a win over
Miami.
Miami did not enter the season ranked.
No.
They are not in the first coaches poll, which we have later in the show. Mm-hmm. But
Cash
could
Daniel.
Could be top five. Let's see. Next up, continue the very tough start to the season. Home versus Towson.
Starting off with some bangers here.
Yeah. tough schedules. It's a win, obviously. Probably by 30 or 40 again, hopefully.
Gary Danielson's going to be real bored up in Gainesville. Next, we host Auburn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a scary game right there.
That's a real tough one.
Auburn's going to be good, but they're in the swamp. I think it's going to be bumping. They're going to be 5-0. The crowd's going to be excited. And I think in college football, people like to give home field advantage too much credit, I think, in some sports. But in college football, hockey, and basketball are the three sports where it is absolutely essential.
Especially the swamp.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in like the swamp, Death Valley, I mean, the Big House.
Kinnick.
Yeah, it's hard to win in those hostile environments. So I'm going to win. Close one. A close
currently
win.
Still got them undefeated.
Yeah.
Speaking of Death Valley, that's the next
Ooh,
week.
Yeah, that's
you.
That's
one of my favorite games to watch.
It was good last year, too.
Because Florida is one of the few teams who runs, like, kind of an interesting offense in the
mm-hmm.
SEC.
Yeah.
But LSU is just, like, you know.
But, I mean, they won last year. They've always played LSU good. No matter how bad Florida's been, they've always played LSU good. They've had a shot every year. They won last year by, I mean, I think 27-19. Mm-hmm. I think it was a decent margin.
That was one of ESPN's, like, top five games of the year, I think.
Yeah.
I watched that one on last weekend.
So I'm going to go win again.
All right.
7-0. I have to give it to him.
Okay.
I know. All right. You guys think I'm fanboy,
no,
but
no,
I'm,
no, no, no.
I'm just going honest
I don't
here.
Think that. I don't think you're necessarily wrong.
Keith's face is saying otherwise.
Right. I probably have him at 6-1 right now.
Next week is a revenge game for Will Muschamp at South Carolina.
Oh. Will Muschamp. Ooh, scary. That's a win. I don't like Will Muschamp. He was a waste of time as a coach, Florida. So that's a win. He's got no shot. Although I will say, he does have a shot because they do play him good every year.
Right.
But so ever since he went there, they play him good. But that's a win.
Yeah. Next week is the bye, and then conveniently time
wait,
is.
We'll let him answer though.
Oh, will Florida win the bye week?
Yeah. Over under. Two players arrested during the bye week.
Because that's losing the bye week.
I'm thinking that's winning the bye week. Two guys arrested, that's it? That's good.
Next up, neutral site game.
Yep.
World's largest outdoor cocktail
this
party.
This is the one. We lose. Jake Fromm's had Florida's number ever since he started. And I think Swift is back.
Yeah.
And he's underappreciated. Nobody's talking about him coming back. He's good. I mean, he played behind Holyfield last year. And Holyfield was good. And he tore us apart.
Split time.
Yeah, Swift is going to kill us. Jake Fromm, I mean, that's a loss, unfortunately. And I don't think it's close. We lost last year by 20. I think it'll be the same way.
Georgia did lose their number one receiver for the year.
Did they?
Yeah, Jeremiah Holloman, J.J. Holloman, he was arrested for a domestic assault issue. So he is out for the year. Take that as you may. Don't know if that
still a loss for
means a win, but
I think Georgia just runs the ball all over Florida every time. It's never even Jake Fromm makes the plays when he needs to, but it's always the running backs that just tear him up.
He just described my relationship with Jake Fromm perfectly.
Jake Fromm makes the plays he needed to.
I'm not dumping on Jake Fromm. We're moving on. We're talking about
that gets him riled up. I love it.
The next week hosting the Commodores from Vanderbilt.
Win. That's a trap game. I think they're going to be coming off a bit bad loss to Georgia, and they're going to be thinking they got an easy game against Vanderbilt because Vanderbilt's not really a football school, I'd say. But they're going to win. Close one. They always struggle with a bad team. They always struggle with one bad team every year, and that'll be the one.
Like Georgia Southern.
They struggled with last year, too, didn't they?
Oh, my gosh. Don't remind me of that game. I didn't hear the end of it when I was in Ohio for months. What, we didn't complete a pass that game or so? Or Georgia Southern didn't complete a pass that game and still won.
Granted, they're a triple option team, so they never complete passes.
I think they threw like 16 or something like that, or maybe less than that.
Yeah, just must suck to be a fan of a team that loses to a team that
has
that
no
bad.
Chance winning.
Yeah.
Can't imagine. Not my football team. After Vanderbilt, you travel to Columbia, Missouri. Take on Kelly Bryant.
That's a scary game. Lost last
that's
year.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, lost last year. Pretty bad. I mean,
yeah.
This is the problem with Felipe Franks is he sometimes just isn't go. He just doesn't have it. He's missing throws. He's not making the right decisions. He's taking sacks. And they got a still an inexperienced line at this point. I mean, four brand new starters. One's a freshman, I think, at guard. Kelly Bryant's good. I mean, everyone forgets he was good at Clemson. I mean, he was the successor to Deshaun Watson, and he was pretty good.
Still went to the playoff.
Yeah, that's a loss. Missouri's always got Florida's number every time. I mean, Drew Locke last year killed it. I think Kelly Bryant is a better college quarterback than Drew Locke, I think. Just for the college game, he runs better. He's not a better passer, but the run game, if you can run in college as a quarterback, you got it. I mean, we saw Kyler Murray last year.
That's you'd have to really be on one to, I think, win in Missouri.
I think it's going to be hard.
Missouri is going to have a chip on their shoulder this year because the SEC East is Florida versus Georgia.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying.
I imagine Missouri will feel that they're being counted out and will do their damnedest to try to at least win back some bragging rights.
Yeah, as they should. Kelly Bryant's good, so I'll give it to him.
After Missouri is another bye week, conveniently located before your next rival.
No men arrested.
Oh.
On that week. Yeah, okay. Zero.
It is Thanksgiving weekend.
They're all going home to their family, not with their friends, their troublemaker friends.
What's family in Florida?
So, any Black Friday problems? Any shopping fiascos?
Ooh. Oh, man. Zero. I'm going zero.
Love it. All right. 2-0 on bye weeks this year. And ending the season with Florida State.
That's a win. By 30.
Yeah. By 30.
Won last year big. I think, again, it was like 41-14. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You think Alex Hornibrook's going to come out and totally revamp that Florida State offense?
I was disappointed last year, though, because I was ready for DeAndre Francois, I think his name was. Mm-hmm. I was ready for him to be good. I mean, he was pretty good against Alabama before he tore his ACL, I think. Yeah. And he just didn't have it. Where did he transfer to this year?
He got in trouble.
Didn't he get in trouble? Okay, he got in trouble.
He was falsely accused of sexual assault.
And that's right. I think that girl came out and said on Instagram or something that she was lying.
Right.
Which is terrible.
Yeah, so I feel bad for him. I'm not sure where he ended up, but...
probably see him on Last Chance U at one of these seasons.
I actually think Willie Taggart named James Blackman the starter in week one. So Hornibrook transferred there and isn't even starting. So that works well. So that's a 9-3 or 10-2?
10-2.
Okay.
10-2.
I also had Florida 10-2, except the losses were at LSU and Georgia, not the Missouri one.
Yeah. Probably not making the SEC championship. Georgia's probably just going to take the East. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I personally have a 9-3. I don't think you're going to make it out of the Missouri game.
Yeah. What about LSU? Do you have us losing LSU?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Georgia.
I like you mentioned Georgia. Death Valley is it. Especially, I imagine that will be the night game.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
We mentioned that as a dark horse game day. So.
Always play them good. They always play LSU good. No matter where they're at, they play them good. I mean, I think they got a shot. I really do. LSU just doesn't have their number. And Dan Mullen, again, second year, they got more of their game plan ready.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Barring any injuries, I think they'll be pretty good. 10-2 is a successful year for me in a Florida fan's eyes. I'll take that any day. And then obviously get probably a New Year's Six game, maybe?
Probably.
It was last year. Put a whooping on Michigan. That was nice.
Sure did. Yeah. That was fun to watch.
My mom's a Michigan fan. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll have her on next week then. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And then Jordan wants to stick around. We'll do some of our rainy day discussions, as we call them. So we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Prefer talk ons. Bill, Josh, how are you now?
Good.
Good, Keith. How are you?
Now it feels like an episode. Now it's natural.
We're just doing it in reverse order today.
Yeah, just reverse order. So
we're back from our break.
Yes. Now we're going through some rainy day questions.
Even though it's a gorgeous day, we just had an episode on Tuesday, so we're filling content with our rainy day questions.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the actual weather depends on, ask these questions.
Do you want to touch on the polls before we get to the rainy day questions? First poll that came out.
Thank you. The first coaches poll came out today at noon. And
guess who's number one and two?
Utah State and Texas.
Texas is back.
So I'm going to start reverse order. Just read them off real quick. Should I do all 25? That seems
top 10.
Top 10? Okay, that works for me. Number 10, Texas. Number 9, Notre Dame. Number 8, Florida. Number 7, Michigan. Number 6, LSU. Number 5, Ohio State. 4, Oklahoma. 3, Georgia. 2, Bama. 1, Texas A&M. Just kidding. Clemson. So,
that was a pregnant pause there. That was nice.
The ACC has only two teams. 1 and 22, Syracuse. SEC has 6 teams. However, the lowest is ranked 16th, Auburn.
Ooh, the Big Ten. Just means more.
It just means more. The Big Ten has 7 teams, ranking from 5th at Ohio State to 25th Northwestern. So they're all over the place. Oklahoma leads the Big 12 at 3. They only have 3 teams ranked. Also included in them are Iowa State and Texas. And Pac-12 has 5 teams. So
Seems like a lot, though. These rankings obviously don't matter.
No, they don't mean anything.
But
the coaches' poll mostly doesn't mean anything anyway, because the coaches are busy with training camp right now, and they're just going to half-ass it and say, well, they were good last year, so we'll put them in. Yeah. That's how Clemson got number one. You know, there's a lot underneath the surface at Clemson, if you ask me. Just kidding. Any notable absences off the top of the list there? A couple that stuck out to me. Army?
Not top 20 yet? Okay.
I think they could win 11 games this year, if not 12. Also, Virginia.
Oh.
I think Virginia has a right to be up there as well. At least in the 20s.
The way they ended the year.
Yeah.
It's tough.
They shut out South Carolina in the bowl game.
But it's a wait and see situation.
Virginia Tech.
It's a wait and see. I think they'll sneak it in there. But I kind of agree. I don't think they agreed.
I'm kind of surprised Iowa's not in there. Or are they?
Iowa's 19.
Okay. I was going to say, Iowa always is typically somewhere towards the end of the list there.
Virginia starts their season with Pitt, William & Mary, and Florida State. So if they go start 3-0, I think they can work their way in. But again, keep in mind, it's the coaches' poll. This is largely just a formality.
I think what's interesting is Northwestern and Stanford could both be ranked when they match up week one.
Yeah. According to the coaches' poll, we have 2 ranked matches. One, which you said, was Northwestern and Stanford. Second being Auburn and Oregon, which we already knew was going to be a great matchup because that's where game day is week 1. So that's the first coaches' poll. Not really anything of note. It's just means we're one step closer.
It'll change a lot. And it means absolutely nothing right now.
How far are we away from the season?
23 days.
23 days.
From your Florida Gators kicking off. So thank you for falling on the sword and starting a week earlier than everybody else.
I love it. That'll kind of get your urges out of the way.
Oh, yeah. Last year.
Speaking of urges, Hall of Fame game tonight.
Yes! I've been debating on whether I enjoy preseason football for the NFL.
I enjoy preseason football only because it's the first football we've had since the Super Bowl.
It's kind of gives you that feeling.
Since the AAF. Other than that.
Yes.
yes. XFL, who can't wait?
I'm pumped for that one, too.
What?
I could wait for the XFL. If it never happens, I'd be fine with me, too.
I mean, I'm over under, 4 weeks if it goes under?
I think.
It's gone.
When are we starting our XFL fantasy football podcast?
See, they're debuting in February, so I would reckon December. We're gonna scrap the bowl season podcast and start doing an XFL podcast. I think it's a good idea.
Draft turn. You hate me, number 1 overall.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right, well,
let's do our rainy day questions. Okay. So these are just like discussion questions, basically, for college football fans. We thought with Jordan here, he's a bright young mind with college football. He's a good perspective. A non-Michigan fan on the podcast. So we dive into some of these. First one, you're a high 3-star recruit without any offers from any top 30-ish schools, but a lot of other offers from around the country. Where do you go and why?
I thought about this a little bit, and I just want to clarify. When you say top 30, are we saying just last year top 30? Because Florida State was not a top 30 school last year.
Correct.
But they traditionally are a top 30. So is this traditional top 30 schools?
What do you guys think?
That's a top 30 school.
I would say traditional top 30 schools.
They're not offering anyone but like 5 stars, 4 stars. And I mean, that's mainly what they get, no matter how bad they are.
That's kind of how I perceive the question as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, obviously, USC is down. So,
right.
Sweet. But USC is still pulling in 5 stars. Yeah. It's just a matter of they're not doing a lot with those 5 stars.
Yeah. So, with me not preparing for this question, I'm going to ask. UAB has a football program again, correct?
Yeah, baby.
I'm going UAB.
That's a great pick.
Really?
Okay. I'm reviving that program. I'm getting us ranked top 25.
They're revived. They won 11 games last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. But UAB.
That's
why
a
not?
Great pick.
Okay.
Keep, that's a good keep one. Keep it going. How about that? So they don't lose their football program again.
You can play in the shadow of Bryant-Denny Stadium for 4 years.
I think I would go Arizona State.
Perm Edwards, baby. Join the movement.
Warm. It's got to be a lot of fun down there, especially to be an athlete.
It's only warm weather for you.
I like warm weather, but I was also thinking if Tennessee qualifies, they're traditionally, not lately, but they have been good in the past. Otherwise, I'd probably say Tennessee.
That'd be a pretty good one.
That's not bad.
I'd go with Alabama. Just kidding. I would love to go somewhere out west and play in the Mountain West or lower tier Pac-12 school like Utah, or they're not lower tier. Sorry, but like San Diego State or something like that. Keith, you're probably going to say Hawaii.
I didn't even think about Hawaii. That's good. Warm weather.
I figured you're going to go with Hawaii
or even Nevada or something like that. I watched Nevada and Oregon State from last year, and Nevada's stadium is nestled into a mountain range, and when you're looking at one of the field goal posts, you just see this gorgeous backdrop behind you. Like, it's incredible. I would love to run out of the tunnel and see that. That'd be cool. And for that alone, that's a great reason to pick a school, is the mountain range.
Absolutely.
But Colorado. I'd say somewhere out west. Colorado would be good. I don't think they're traditionally top 30 team.
Colorado State, you'll go there too.
Yeah. See, it's a tough one for me, because are we considering Cal top 30?
Because I don't think so.
Hippie.
I remember specific memories of watching Cal play late in the afternoon on Saturdays when I was young, and I was watching
back
on ABC.
Had the Wide World of Sports.
Yep, Wide World of Sports. So I just, for some reason, I've always liked them, and I think that's where I'd make my hay.
You're getting good education.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
So I like how no one used that as their reason to go to school.
I'm an athlete. I'm not going to worry about that.
We ain't come here to play school.
Cardale did win a national title, though.
Oh, geez.
We touched on this topic a couple pods ago, the one where Josh was out. Keith and I had a nice discussion about this. Mm-hmm. Would you rather watch multiple pretty good games from the comfort of your own home on TV or go to one really good game in person?
I mean,
Jordan.
Easy choice.
Okay.
Easy choice. You're staying at home on the couch watching some pretty good games.
He gets it. That's what I'm
saying. Come on now.
I like going to
games live, but if it's a big game, there's going to be a lot of people there. Long lines for concessions. I'm struggling to get by you with my beer and my food in my hand, and that's always awkward when you're walking in front of people.
You don't buy beer at the stadium anyway. You bring your own beer to a tailgate.
Well, that doesn't say we're tailgating now. So we're watching it live.
I'm assuming we're tailgating.
Part of the experience.
Okay.
Part of the experience is
tailgating.
Is you're going there, you're tailgating, you're having fun all day, and then you're watching
a
tremendous game.
I've never tailgated before. I've never had the opportunity. Well,
what?
Okay, then.
Okay.
Sorry.
So you need a tailgate.
Explain that to me. How have you never tailgated before?
I turned 21 in November, and I worked for a professional football team, but I had to work game days.
Greg.
So I never was able to actually go out to the Muni lot and get super hammered with everybody and enjoy my time there. I always had to work at 9 in the morning till...
Well, now you don't.
7
so.
Or 8.
But you went to college, though, right?
I went to a community college, yeah.
Okay,
so no football team.
They had no football team?
No.
Plus,
so I've never had tailgate. The experience. Maybe if I had an experience at the tailgate, I'd change my mind, but I'm staying at home.
Personally, I'd stay at home, too. I'm a loser like that. I'm just too cheap to... spend money.
I get the aspect.
Based on your outfit alone today, I would say, yeah, that's exactly what you're saying.
I get the aspect of having your own beer at home,
and your cat.
Your own food at home, your animals at home.
Comfort. You can
comfort at home and not being in the cold, but that's all part of it.
Yeah.
Tailgating, being out in the elements, Big Ten country, you don't know what you're going to get. You might get snow, you might get rain, you might get nice weather. Who knows? Good food, beer,
all you know is you're getting a good football game.
Yeah. I'm always about the experience.
Yeah.
And as I said in the last, what was the last one?
Two
episodes ago that I got to see the fake field goal in Notre Dame versus Michigan State.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
And amazing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't trade that for anything.
I saw the first night game at the Big House in Michigan Notre Dame, Roundtree's touchdown catch. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I waited for 2 hours in a rain delay to watch Michigan beat Minnesota by 30, so that was great.
I think we just need to take you, like...
We were crammed in the Chrysler Center for, like, 3 hours.
We need to take both of you to a proper tailgate.
I would love that.
A really good game.
I would love that.
I've been to a proper tailgate. I've never... The last, like, really good game I was at was, like, 2007, when Michigan beat Penn State, when Penn State was ranked really high.
That was the last second.
That one was bonkers. I'm not going to say I won't enjoy that more from home. I'm just saying, it's a lot cheaper when you watch from home.
I mean, that's a good argument. Am I a fan of these teams that are playing this big game?
Let's say you're going to Florida, Georgia.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. Ooh. Oh, man.
Or you get to go to Death Valley.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, okay. You guys have swayed me a little bit.
See, here's the other thing. Like, for example, Michigan, Ohio State. You cannot pay me enough money to go down to Columbus wearing Michigan gear.
That's true. That's another
aspect. It's true. People are crazy.
Also, you already know the result of that game.
So right. That's the point. Another good point. Yeah. Michigan's going to lose in the last second.
Does not qualify for this question because it's not a huge game live.
Because Michigan's going to lose.
Yeah, because it's not a huge game.
Fair enough. Well, still a huge game. We just know the outcome.
That's true.
You know, that's the story of my life. So,
can't take it with you. Won't love the experience.
Fair enough. Once Jordan tailgates properly, he'll probably join your camp.
He already said he started his opinion swayed a little bit. So
yeah, you guys convincing. I mean, I was there for Game 7 of the Cleveland Indians versus the Chicago Cubs when Rajah hit that home run in the bottom of the 8th. I was there, and that was one of the greatest experiences of my life. The crowd going nuts and whatnot.
That's
so
pretty cool.
Going back to that, I mean, that it's not football, but it's like the same thing. You know, energized and people going crazy, and it was fun.
Everyone's your best friend, no matter.
Oh yeah, you're high-fiving people that you would never even look at on the street.
Right.
But I'm still thinking I'm staying home for now. Just, I mean, you're staying inside during the winter. It's warm, comfy. I don't know.
Depends where you're watching the game.
Where else would you watch the game if it's not at the stadium?
I don't know. I'm saying depending on what game it is.
I'm gonna go stand outside and just watch.
if you're watching Texas and Oklahoma, it's probably gonna be warm. Probably not gonna have to worry about the elements.
Yeah.
USC probably gonna.
But if you're watching the Apple Cup last year when they were under 2 inches of snow,
or maybe you snuck into the Michigan State game last year when it rained a lot and it was cold and miserable, still had fun.
Personally, I think the Apple Cup under 2 inches of snow would be amazing, but
not if you're Washington State, because it completely takes the air raid out of effect.
Yeah, I'm also not Zach, so I'm fine.
Spoiler alert, next week.
Oh, jeez. Can't wait for that one.
So our third and final question. Say you're the college football playoff commissioner. You're the college football commissioner.
Yeah.
College football has progressed enough where they have someone in charge to make proper decisions. After expanding the playoff, what's your first move as college football playoff commissioner? Now, the disclaimer on this question. This is separate from NCAA commissioner, so we're not talking profiting off your likeness and student-athlete rights and stuff like that. This is purely from improving college football as a sport.
Does it go hand-in-hand saying, I would make sure the best non-power power five team gets in to the playoff? If it is, then it's not, then that's what I would do. If it is, then it doesn't really work.
Okay. Mine was, and again, we talked about this our last show, mine would be staggering kickoffs. So you don't have 15 games starting at noon and then 15 games starting at 3:30. Mm-hmm. You have some start at noon, some start at 2.
Yeah.
So you can Notre Dame always starts at 2 in the season, but they're weird. So they do their own thing anyway. And they usually play Navy, and I don't want to watch that. So that's mine, staggered kickoffs.
Do you have any?
This is tough to think of.
This is. Honestly, I would try to expand it more. I love the FCS playoff.
Yeah.
They have 32 teams or something like that. I mean, that's sweet, but I really don't know.
Way to do it, and they've obviously also proven that a 16-team playoff works, that you can end your season 2 weeks earlier, but also go through December. You don't need a 3-week break before the bowl season starts. And then you can have meaningful football all the way through the new year.
Actually, one idea I just thought of, what might actually be pretty fun, is have the FCS teams start earlier.
Okay.
And then have the top two FCS teams in the college football playoffs.
Do you really want North Dakota State playing Alabama?
Kind of.
Yes.
Kind of do.
Absolutely, I do.
I mean, that'd be a lot of fun, but as good as North Dakota State is, I think Alabama's on enough of another level. I mean, this isn't like good Alabama beat the Browns from a couple years ago, but...
Oh, jeez. And they couldn't.
Yeah, they have no shot, no matter what.
Right.
has been squashed for a while, but
08 Lions versus 2016 Browns. Who wins?
Oh, 2016 Browns. We were close in so many games. You didn't always beat Pittsburgh week one. I mean, I think we were.
You didn't have Calvin Johnson or Matt Stafford, just saying. This is completely off the topic here.
Sean Kizer was bad, though. Yeah, that was hard to watch.
He was so bad.
I can't believe he's still in the NFL.
That wasn't even.
Yeah, that was Sean Kizer's year.
Sorry. Oh, for the 08 Lions. That was John. That was
wasn't
John
that the guy that ran out of the back of the end zone and still threw the pass?
No, that was Orlovsky.
Okay.
But he was on that team. Yeah.
Okay.
It was Kitten and Orlovsky leading that squad.
16 rounds, for sure.
Another thing I want to see in college football, and I've mapped this out many times, as you guys know, is some sort of relegation system like the Premier League has.
Oh, yeah, going back to
Kind of reorganizing the conferences a little bit so there's a little more competition so you don't have, you know, five of the best teams in college football in one conference. So you mix it up a little bit, and then you're moved up and down accordingly. So you have Rutgers playing Oregon State and Temple more often than they play Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State.
I like that. I think we should touch on that more. You have those whole lists made up.
Oh, I do.
And I think those are super interesting. I think I would get rid of the Friday night Big Ten games again. I don't like those. I know they just started those back up, but I don't like them.
It would almost be better if you got rid of non-Power 5 conferences and just made that one giant conference.
I would love that, but that's never going to happen because it makes NCAA so much money.
Bill, I'm the commissioner. I can do what I want.
That's true.
But you're
the commissioner.
You're the football commissioner.
Exactly.
You have to fight the NCAA commissioner on this.
Yeah, except I'm the football commissioner. And I'm going to say, hey, you want to make more money?
Everyone knows the NCAA is super reasonable. I love to listen to everyone.
Very logical.
Yeah, so I think that...
They always make the right decision for the athletes.
They don't operate for money at all. It's a non-profit.
Bring college football game back, please.
There you go. That's the best one I've heard. Yeah, bring back college football.
NCAA, what would it be, 21 right now?
Oh,
I know they've been talking about it.
It'd be 20.
Which I've never understood. Why is it 20 and it's in the 2019 season?
Who would be on the cover?
Trevor Lawrence.
Kyler Murray. Well, it depends on the likeness things because in the past they always had to use someone who had already graduated.
Oh yeah. So that would be your probably right.
But I think at this point though, they would think they were talking about paying players by like giving them a free copy of the game or something like that.
Oh yeah, here you go. We're gonna make millions, but you get a $60 game. Sweet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'd probably be Tua or Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. But I would love that game. I wish it would come back.
Should be Calvin Hopkins, but they're too afraid to do that. One day there will be an Army quarterback on the cover of NCAA football. Josh, quit shaking your head. All right. Any final thoughts for the rainy day questions?
No, I think that pretty sufficiently covers it.
All right. So we're starting to pick up on some listeners here, not to brag. So subscribe, download, rate, and review, please.
Yes.
Much appreciated.
We'll be reading the best ones off live. So if you leave a really good review, we'll read it.
Jordan, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
You want to shout out your Twitter one more time so all the Gator fans can find you?
Yeah, let's hear it. JVEK, JVEK, #4, the win. So, hit me with a follow. I'll maybe follow back. Who knows? Got to be a Gator fan. That's the only stipulation.
One question before
you're not going to follow me back then?
I'll follow you back, Bill.
Good.
Come on now.
One question before you go. Since we know that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we know, Keith?
Oh, my gosh. Zach is your boss.
Yes.
How upset do you think he's going to be that you are on the pod before he is?
I've been waiting for a phone call for him to get back and ask me where I'm at and me having to go, I'm on the podcast right now. him to storm up here and destroy the whole podcast.
I want to tell him
because that's
why.
A Zach thing to do. And I hope he hears this.
We're having Zach on the show next week, and he's a Washington State grad, so it'll be a fun new perspective.
He's a huge fanboy. I'm going to listen to that podcast for sure.
Like Josh said, I also want to tell him that we had Jordan on before him. It's just the way the schedule fell.
That's just how it works.
Yeah.
It's nobody's fault. It's just how it fell.
It's nobody's fault. We don't schedule, I guess.
No, absolutely not.
I come in here and just take it away from him. He's been trying to get on for how long? Since it started?
Yes.
Way back.
So it's okay. He'll get his due. He'll be upset for a week until he does it.
We'll have fun. But thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate you inviting me on. It was awesome. It was a fun time.
Thanks, Jordan.
Of course.